We'd like to say we enjoyed that of the service this morning. Appreciate that of the program that we had. And if you could, you'd come back tonight. We'll have it again about 6 o'clock. You want to read with us? We're going to read some out of the 26th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. 26th chapter. Well, like I say, we appreciate all of you being here this morning. We appreciate the program. Really do. Just ask you to pray for us. Now this, sometimes you can get a hold of a message and for the season. And sometimes you can't. But there's messages throughout all the scripture that would pertain to this day of which we're fixing to celebrate. So we had his birth in the program. I'm going to read from the other end of the spectrum, and we're going to read a little bit about him fixing to be brought to death. Nonetheless, what we have, so you pray for us for just a minute. I'm going to read some, a little more than we might want to, but we're going to start with the 30th verse. 26th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. He cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude, with swords and staves, from the chief priest and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Now, that's all we'll read this morning and that you're hearing, but as we made mention, and I sitting there and looking at the program and listening to know today that it's we're fastly coming up on that of the birth of Christ and that of the program of what it was. And it's a little bit hard sometimes to just take a detour, but this is what we've got to leave with you today. So you pray for just a minute that we'd be able to get ourselves out of the way and just deliver that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. I don't know your heart. I don't know actually what you stand in need of. If you've listened this morning to that of the program, you understand, I believe, that it's not the monstrous gifts that you can give to the Lord, but it is your heart. That of the heart of man is that of his life. And he will save the heart, the soul of man. He most certainly will. That's what he came for. That's what he was born for into this world, was to bring salvation unto mankind. All mankind. It does not matter. Now, these folks that lives in this life, that brethren, they know about Jesus. They've heard about Jesus. And they can actually, my friends, sort of make it through with people. With people. My friend, letting people know that they know that Jesus, my friend, is Lord of Lords and He is King of Kings. Brethren, in other words, they can put on a pretty good front. Now, I'm not going to get on to you, but I'm going to preach to you this morning that we have. Now, I want you to think about, the Bible says that it was Judas that betrayed him. Judas, my friend, was one of the 12 disciples, the 12 original. And it says, and while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now I want to talk to us this morning, God being my helper, brethren, just a little bit about a look-alike. A look-alike. There's people in this world, my friend, that can put on a pretty good front. Yes, they are. And I'll agree with you. There's a lot of folks. I've heard people say a lot of times, well, if that man's a preacher, said the woods is full of them. If that man's a Christian, the woods is full of them. Brethren, you're not going to make it this morning looking at that of man. You'll not make it. You'll not suffice and get what you need out of life looking at man. You're going to have to look a little deeper. You're going to have to go just a little bit farther. And the fact of it is, you can't leave Jesus in the manger. You can't leave him there. My friend, he came and he born. He was born. But brethren, he come to die for me and you. To die for our sins. Brethren, to give his life for me and you today. And brethren, an imitation or a look-alike, brethren, ain't going to make it today. No, sir. You might think, why, preacher, I'm just as good as the next man. Brethren, it ain't according to you and the next man. It's according to you and God. That's where it comes into play this morning. Yes, it is. Brethren, our hearts belong to God. And brethren, he wants all that we got this morning. Glory! Yes, he does. Yes, he does. You say, preacher, I wouldn't get excited, my friend. I'll tell you, you ought to have been excited about the program they put on. Listen to me. Well, listen. Thank God loves you. It's the reason he brought you a message today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, Judas. Judas went right along with them. Yes, he did. He went right along with them. Brethren, he followed them. And he done many things that they done. And brethren, he was numbered among the 12. Yes, sir. And they was things, my friend, in his life. Brethren, that if he had just took a little stock of, brethren, he wouldn't have wound up like he did. You listen. Brethren, these people today, I can't help it. Brethren, these people today, brethren, if you don't, my friend, get your ducks in the row, my friend, you gonna wind up in a bad place today. Glory to God. You say, preacher, we're all excited about Christmas and you're preaching about death. I'll tell you what, just to be honest with you, there's no guarantee. Thank God you'll see this Christmas. I'm not your judge. Brethren, I'm not trying to scare you. But brethren, you want to look like a Christian or do you want to be a Christian? Thank God be the person that Christ wants you to be. Yes, sir. He loves you. Thank God he died for you. That of Judas, my friend, he did. He went along with the 12. And the Bible teaches us, brethren, he eat with them and he supped with them. The Bible says, my friend, that Judas went out and he sold. He sold Christ for 30 pieces of silver. And brethren, he could not take that back today. Bible says that he went out and he sold him and he brought the chief priest and the scribes and those that was with swords and staves. And the truth of it is, my friend, they didn't need a sword, my friend, to get Jesus. His hour had already come. He prayed. He prayed. I don't know this morning. I venture not to say this, but I'm going to say it. Brethren, there's a lot of folks doing all the right things for all the wrong reasons. Do you hear me? Doing all the right things for all the wrong reasons. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, you might couldn't play house when you're a child. My friend, you might can play different roles when you're a child. But brethren, when you become to the place that God has dealt with your heart, my friend, it becomes real. And thank God your choice, brethren, means life or death this morning. Yes, sir. There's something, my friend. There's something, my friend. You ought not to want to live a lie. You know that? You ought not want to live a lie. Brethren, Judas walked with them. Judas went with them. Brethren, no doubt the Bible teaches us he was the money keeper. No doubt he is the one that spoke up when he told them over there, said 200 pennyworth. 200 pennyworth couldn't feed this 5,000. But he asked, Lord, I said, what do you have? Two fishes and five loaves. Brethren, he fed all 5,000 of them. He can feed you this morning. He most certainly can. There's no reason, my friend, to go around in this world, my friend, trying to look like that you belong to somebody. Thank God that knows nothing about you. The Bible said, my friend, that he even told that of the disciples there, he said, I have not, I chose you 12. He said, and one of you is a devil, my friend. I'll tell you, we really do, we give the devil too much credit sometimes. We do, we give him. We say he makes us do this and he makes us do that. But the real truth of the matter of it is, he don't make it. No, sirree, it's out of your own lust. It's out of your own desire, brother, that you do the things that you do this morning. Think about it. Think about it. Would you want to be a Judas? Preacher, I wouldn't want to carry that name. I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. Judas. Did you know the Bible says, my friend, that he went out. What did he do? What did he do with his life? Think about it. And yet the scripture says over in the book of Acts, the very first chapter, it makes mention over there and it talks about that of Judas. And it says he had his part in this ministry. He had his part in this ministry. Brethren, I wouldn't want the part of Judas. I'd rather be, brethren, one of the others. You said, why, preacher? He even told Peter, he said, Peter, you'll deny me three times. Three times you'll deny me before the cock crows. Yes, sir. And the truth of it is, he did. Now, I believe with all my heart, brethren, that Peter, when he told the Lord that he wasn't going to leave him and that he wouldn't, he'd be with him, he'd die with him. Brethren, I believe Peter believed that, and I believe he would have done it within himself. Listen, these folks, my friend, within themselves say they're going to do things and say they're going to make it. And the truth of it is, you can't make it without Christ. You can't make it without the redeeming blood. I know this morning I had a little bit of a hard time, my friend. Some of you just come to see that of the program, and thank God you did. But I'm going to tell you something. Your soul is of much value to God. Yes, it is. Much value. Much value. Now I'll tell you, when you find the Lord as your Savior, thank God your life will change today. You say, preacher, I tried it, did you? I tried it and it don't work for me. Brethren, the Bible says, taste the Lord and see if he ain't good. See if he ain't good. Brethren, he didn't say trying. He said tasting. Brethren, you get a hold of it. Thank God he'll make a believer out of you. Yes, he will. Yes, sir. Thank God. It takes more than just words. Thank God to fill your heart with Jesus. Takes more. Repeat after me. You can go down that road. You can go down the Roman road. Why, preacher, I've been quoted the scripture, this and that and another. Brethren, you can know it from Genesis to Revelation and die and go to hell. Do you know that? You'll say, preacher, this ain't no Christmas message. The real truth of it is, you get your heart right with God, my friend, you'll find out be the best Christmas you ever spent. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank God. Woo! Thank God. I can't, my friend. Sometimes, my friend, we all act like Peter, but I'll be honest with you. Thank God you get down to the nitty gritty, you'll find a place to repent. Just like Peter did. Yes, sir. Peter looked for one. He found one. Brother Judas looked for one. He didn't find one. Judas didn't repent. You might think, why, preacher, I'm not going to get in that bad of shape. Can I tell you something? Just a little bit, my friend, and I'm not trying to be mean whatsoever, but I'll be honest with you. Brethren, the sottest drunkard there is in this world did not start out a drunkard. No, sir, he started out with one. Yes, sir, one. That's how it starts, my friend. You say, preacher, I'm not going to wind up that bad. It don't take but one. It don't take but one, my friend, and one leads to another one. But listen to me. Jesus Christ can take every bit of that and thank God make you anew today. Just like he did Paul. Yes, sir, Paul said, old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Brethren, you ought to thank the Lord, my friend, that he is born. Yes, sir. You're to thank him, my friend, that he come. Why, preacher, I don't mind giving him a little note or a little praise in his birth, my friend, but his death meant so much more to us. To us. He had to be born. You say, preacher, not so. He had to be born. He had to be born of woman. Yes, sir. He had to put on that of the robe of flesh. Yes, sir. He had to live. Thank God, just like men live. The Bible says, my friend, they was them that was going to follow him. And he told one day, he said, the fowls of the air have nests. He said, the foxes have holes. He said, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. He didn't own a house, my friend. He didn't own the vine. But, brother, he was king of all of it, my friend. Yes, he was. Think about it. I don't know, this morning you say, preacher, where'd you wind up with a message like this on Christmas? My friend, I want you to realize this morning that we're not in a program. Do you hear me? We're not in a program. My friend, we're not a bunch of robots that just move. My friend, when the Lord says move, he don't work that way. Brethren, he's give you just a free moral choice. You can choose your life. You can live your life. My friend, you can live it to your best. But listen to me. When it's all said and done, and my friend, it'll be what you done with Jesus. It'll be what you done with him. Brethren, in your life, you may do it early. You may do it on your deathbed. I don't know. Some folks have been fortunate. Some folks have not. I wouldn't wait. There's a reason. There's a reason for the season. Yes, they are. And he's the reason. He's the reason that we celebrate that of which we're fixing to celebrate. He's the reason that the doors, my friend, believe it or not, of this church are still open. He's the reason. Why, preacher, we thought it was all y'all. He's the reason. It's him. Brethren, we owe our life to him. Thank God. And I'm going to tell you something. He's a good, my friend, shepherd. He's a shepherd that'll keep you from the wolves. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. You say, preacher, I don't like this kind of preaching. I'll tell you what you don't like. You don't like somebody dealing with your heart. You don't like people getting serious with you when it comes down to the soul of man. No, you don't. I understand that. Brethren, I've said exactly where you're sitting. Yes, sir. You say, I don't know your heart this morning. I've already said that, but the fact of it is, God knows your heart and you do too. You know exactly where you're at. Can I tell you something? If the Lord's dealing with you this morning, it ain't going to get no better. It ain't going to get no better until you come do something. Yes, sir. Come do something. Why, preacher, I will one day. One day when? Huh? One day when? When you going to make it that day? There's people, my friend, in this world. In this world, in the day that me and you live in, brethren, I want you to realize that there are folks that's just trying to slide by. And my friend, you'll wind up just like Judas. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I don't know. I don't know altogether what triggers the heart of a man. It don't take a storm to get your attention. It doesn't. If you'll just listen to that still small voice. But I'll tell you, in some cases, it might take a storm. In some cases, it might take a storm. I talking to a man just the other day. Their son had died. His wife was in the hospital. COVID. Not doing very well. I know for a fact the only time that he come to church the last 5 years, my friend, was when they had a Christmas program. Yeah. But the man told me, he said, you know what? He said, it might have been rough, but he said, Dwayne's been there ever service. Said he's been there ever service. You know what? He had a son that just died and his wife's in the hospital. Same time. Listen, she wasn't doing well. His testimony was he prayed. He said, I prayed that God just leave her with me. Now, I actually don't believe too much in bargaining with the Lord, but I'll say this. My friend, God will listen to what you've got to say, but brethren, He likes to see more actions. Glory to God. About 2 or 3 weeks later, his wife come home. Brother Eddie told me the other day, he said, Dwayne ain't missed a service. Ain't missed a service. Huh? He repented too. Yeah, repented. Know where he's supposed to be in. Know what he is supposed to be doing. I'm going to say this, my friend. I believe you know exactly what God requires out of you. You just ain't willing, my friend, to do it. Do you know the hardest thing in this world for me and you to get over is us being willing. Us being willing. It ain't hard to get saved. It ain't. It ain't hard to repent. But brethren, it's hard to get there. It is. It's hard to get there. Brethren, it's hard, my friend, sometimes when people knows what they're supposed to do, but they just won't do it this morning. God loves you. He most certainly does. I wish you the best. I really do. I wish you the best. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Do you know that? People think, my friend, well, I must be awful. You don't have to be a bad person. You know, some of the hardest people in this world, my friend, to get them to the place to where they need to be saved, my friend, is good moral people. Do you know that? Good moral people. I've had people that tell me, thank God I don't do them things and I'm not even a member. You got members that does things like that. You know what I tell them? God takes care of all that. I thank God I'm not the one, brother, that makes you live right. It's the Lord. Yes, it is. You'll come to the place. You get to the place, I think, a lot of times, and I believe this. I believe the night that I come down to the altar, I believe it was my last time. I do. I believe it was the last time I'd ever going to get dealt with. I believe that. I believe it was the last time the Lord was ever going to deal with me. And you know what? I don't know, but what it would. You know that? Well, preacher, what do you mean? What happened? I come. I come. I most certainly did. I didn't think, my friend, that I had any more time. I thought that if I was going to get what the Lord had for me, I was going to have to move that very morning. Don't be a Judas. Don't be a betrayer. Don't be one, my friend, that shuns away from the church. Why, preacher, all them people down there, they're right and I'm wrong. And I'll tell you what, you know what all them right people are going to do? They're going to pray for you. Yes, they are. The truth of it is, they're going to be the best friend you ever had. Yes, sir. They'll be the best thing going for you. Yes, they will. And brother, they'll be long-suffering with you. But I'm here to tell you, thank God the Spirit of God will make a difference in your life. Yes, it will. It made a difference, my friend, in that of Peter's life. Did it not? Come get a verse of a song. I'm done. You say, preacher, that really wasn't no Christmas message. You know what the scripture says? He says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for it's easy, and my burden is light. Did you hear that? My burden is light. God can make things lighter in your life. If there is such a word, God can make things righter in your life. He can make them right. He can put them right. Well, preacher, I don't think I can live it. You know what? You're in the best shape for God to deal with you. Because I don't think you can either. Glory to God! It takes the Lord to live in you. And He can do it. He can do it while we stand.